Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, if you've just joined us on the show, we're discussing the Nationwide School Walkout Day, which is slated for tomorrow and on Friday. It's a protest in line with the hashtag Make School a Safer Place movement. And it calls for teachers and students to be absent from school, both online and offline, for either a whole school day or for one class period. Now, Majlis Belia Negara, or Malaysian Youth Council, has put out a statement disagreeing with the walkout. Let's hear from them now. Atika Shaira Shaharuddin is the Assistant Secretary General of the Malaysian Youth Council. Good evening, Atika. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Can you begin our conversation by explaining why MBM disagrees with the National School Walkout Day?
Thank you, Melissa. Good evening. I believe our president already came out with a strong statement saying that we are opposing the idea of National School Walkout Day. But I guess the main reason is we cannot solve a social problem by creating another social problem. That was the main idea. And I believe the campaign of making school a safer place again should be something that the focus, the main issues that needed to be solved. And if we are creating another wave that actually might be distracting from the main idea, that will actually non-beneficial in any of the students and the teacher that actually wanted to have this issues solved.
Atika, I'm surprised that you characterize the school walkout as a social problem, when you know the difference is quite stark. Because we're talking about systematic dismissal of issues of sexual harassment by teachers, a culture of tolerance for rape, and so on and so forth, is not equivalent to kids and teachers walking out for a single period or a single day. How can you call that a social problem?
Thank you. That's a very significant question, because I was expecting that question. And you can define it as hartal sekolah or something as in Malay is missed out class. But you cannot you cannot convince people there's a negative connotation of ponteng sekolah, which actually something that we need to know, the fact that everything the current pandemic time is not the right time. I mean, having a national walkout day, school walkout day, it's not just in Malaysia. If you Google, it's actually in Argentina, in Italy, in Indonesia, but it's not about the current sexual harassment joke. And it's about the pandemic, the current crisis of health crisis that ongoing, the global pandemic crisis. And if we are saying that we wanted to focus on having the main issues, what's the main issue that we wanted to focus? We cannot just jump into another wave that might distracting the issues and even in youth problematic academically. There's a gazillion academic input that saying that the ponteng sekolah, missing class, is one of the social factor that actually, and it will always carry the negative connotation of the wave itself. So that was the reason why actually Malaysian Youth Council wanted not to have that. And in order to fix the trust deficit between teachers and students, you cannot ask them not to be in the class. I mean, we wanted them to talk about it. We wanted them to have the healthier dialogue. We wanted them to be included, to be involved. And yes, of course, wanted the parents to also actively participate in this current movement. But you cannot ignore the fact. Okay, yeah.
Atika, I take a bit of exception to you using the term ponteng sekolah, because again, this is to do with consent from parents. The children will have the consent from their parents for the freedom of their expression to support the school walkout. But since you did bring up the overseas examples, I think you missed out the biggest one, which is the Greta Thunberg example of her missing school, walking out on school to raise awareness, to start this global movement of combating the climate crisis. Surely there must be something said about the power of youth activism and the youth advocacy movement.
Yes, and I agree. This is one of the a room to advocate people about how to regain and getting the answers from the authority. But to date, there was a reason why I guess. Malaysian Youth Council was already asking why its ministry still hasn't came out with a proper answer about it. I mean, we can actually, wanted public to get involved in this, wanted parents to get involved in it, wanted the students to get involved in it. And youth activism cannot be something that was force onto the student itself. And
But is the Malaysian Youth Council a conservative organization? It seems like it values form over substance, you know, wanting respect for institutions over the real concerns of kids.
We are the biggest stakeholders, youth biggest stakeholders. We are representing the voice of every youth in Malaysia. So we cannot
expect
it to be like...
I mean, you clearly don't represent the voice of every person who's young.
That was the reason why I mentioned that even there's some of the exco and there's some of our youth leaders that actually wanted to have we wanted kids to be empowered to take action onto this issue, this program. And this cannot be solved if we close the door to dialogue. And that was the reason why I mentioned that we cannot dictate people to accept every and submit ourselves to something that we need to focus on the main issues. And I guess even the organizer itself already mentioned that this is one way to gain attention from other people, but not the only way. That was
right.
That's common ground that Malaysian Youth Council and the organizers stand. And we wanted to make a school a safer place, but this cannot be without fear and favor. And we need the ministry to respond in that and react actively and aggressively into this.
So very very quickly, Atika, one last question for you. What would you like to see happen? Since this is only one way, what other ways would you like to see that we can make schools safer?
I mean, I wanted Children Commission to react in this issue. I wanted ministry to not just to transfer teacher from one school to another school and just doing the same common action and like they used to do. We cannot judge students just because they skip classes and then miss class and react towards the misbehavior of the teachers. Comment also in the classes, and we need to. I strongly agree that we need to do something about it, and just not to distract people to the main issues, and bring back people to the main issues. We have worked previously. We have so many advocacy groups previously, but do not distract people from the main issues.
All right, Atika, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We're going to take another quick break. But after this, we will take a look at where the Teachers Union stands on the National School Walkout Day. Stay tuned to consider this.